Thank you. That takes us to agenda item two, that is PR 2022-007520, VAC 2025-00003, request for vacation of public easement, and minor plat 2025-00008, preliminary final plat, submitted by JAG Planning and Zoning, Juanita Garcia, as agent for Jan Eric Palm, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot A, Block 4, Rafar Investments, zoned NRLM, and located between Paseo del Norte Northeast and Anaheim Northeast, containing approximately 1.6755 acres. Do we have Ms. Garcia here?
I'm here.
Hello, Ms. Garcia. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, my name is Juanita Garcia, and I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning. My address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Garcia.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lucero, we're here today on behalf of Spectrum Albuquerque LLC. We're requesting the approval of a minor preliminary and final plat application. And we need the preliminary and final plat application because we are proposing to vacate an easement. It's a railroad easement that runs through the property. And so we are we're needing to have the easement removed from the plat, which is why we're here. So the easement was approved by the BNSF Railway Company. They were the owners of the easement, and so they did release the easement to the owner. We did have that release recorded. And we included it in the record. So that transaction has happened, allowing us to proceed with the vacation. We believe that this request meets the criteria for identified in the IDO under 66M. Our argument is that since the railroad easement has been released by BNSF Railway Company, it has been determined that the public welfare does not require the easement to be retained on the subject property. We also believe that we're meeting the second criteria, M3B, which relates to the public benefit of the easement, and we believe that there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged against the will of the owner of the right. Obviously, that's based on the release of the easement. So, and the removal of the easement will allow the site to be developed in a manner that meets all city regulations contributing to the economic future of this community. So, without the removal of this easement, the property owner would not be able to develop on the site and the approval of this vacation will allow the owner to develop on the site. The site is deemed to be within a landfill buffer. We also worked with Environmental Health in regards to that matter. They determined that at this point, for the minor plat, no further action would be required to address any sort of issues related to the landfill buffer designation. So we did receive a signature on the plat from Environmental Health. So that issue was resolved. We do not need an infrastructure list. We are at the end of a private access easement. So there are no roads, public sidewalks adjacent to the site. So there's really no need to make any sort of improvements to the sidewalk or the right of way. So no infrastructure list was provided. And there were no neighborhood associations that we needed to notify in regards to this request. And proof of that is identified in the application. And based on the type of application, we were not required to notify adjacent property owners. So with that, we stand for any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. I didn't have any questions at this time. Why don't we see if there's any public comment, and then if there is, you'll have the chance to respond. Have we received any requests for public comment? Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone raising their hand. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda item 2. Last call for public comment on agenda item 2. Okay, Ms. Garcia, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have no objection to the vacation or really the plat. I just had a question on how this going to access water and sewer. I know you have access easements, but no public or private water, private sewer easement. So there was a prior availability statement. I don't know if that's still the plan, but if possible, if there is one, show any private water and sewer easements to the lot. Really, there's no objection. You're not changing anything, just showing the vacation, but I want to make sure you have access to water and sewer. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you.
Very good. Let's see, next up is hydrology. Mr. Tiguan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection to the vacation or the plat. Just a reminder, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Next up is code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I'll be delivering code enforcement comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code has no comments and no objections for this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to either of the requests. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So as for the vacation of easement, their proposed vacation meets the review and decision criteria of 66M3 and shall be approved if it meets any of the following criteria. The public welfare does not require that the easement, private way, or public right-of-way be retained. BNSF Railway Company has released the easement on the subject property. Therefore, the public welfare does not require the easement. 66M3B, there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. And there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged against the will of the owner of the right. Per the minor preliminary final plat, the proposed plat meets the review and decision criteria of 66K3, subdivision of land, minor, and shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of this IDO, the DPM, other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to development of the property and a prior permit or approval affecting the property. Sir, they've met all the conditions. Planning has no objections. And the only condition for approval is to please place the application numbers on the final plat and the date of DHO approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. If you would please put those proposed conditions in the chat, I really appreciate it. And Ms. Garcia, did you have any questions for any of the DFT staff?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add in conclusion?
No, just urge your support.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. Bear with me one second here. Thank you, everybody, for your comments. And I'd like to thank the applicant team for their submittals. This matter is ready for decision, and I hereby approve VAC 2025-00003, vacation of public easement, which is listed under PR 2022-007520. Because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. With regard to minor plat 2025-00008, which is also listed under PR 2022-007520, I hereby approve the stated project and application number with the associated vacation. Because the plat application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. Bear with me just one second. Please, the applicant must place the application numbers on the final plat, and the date of DHO approval must also be placed on the final plat. Very good. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. That concludes agenda item two.
Thank you.